This is Tov Reish Sadi Dalad, the op. No. Tov Reish Pei Hey. The opening simon in Hilchas Megill Hilchas Purim, the last section of Erech Chaim, starts with the halachas of the Arba Parshios. Arba Parshios begin in the Mishnah and in Megillah Chavtos and Aleph, where Yishchein Yishadu Shecholi Yis B'Shabbos, Karim Parshios Shkolim. Choli Yis B'Tech HaShabbos, if a Shchodesh like this year is in the middle of the week, so then Makdimin L'Shavar, then we move the reading of Parshios Shkolim up to the Shabbos before, Mafsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, and then next Shabbos, the first Shabbos of Adar, is Mafsikin, that we do not, we interrupt the flow of the Arba Parshios. The Shnia, if Rosh Chodesh in fact came on Shabbos, so then the second Shabbos of Adar is the Shabbos preceding Purim, so we learn Parshas Zohar. The Shlishis, and the third Shabbos, the Shabbos following Purim, we'll read Parshas Paradumo, and Brevius, and the final Shabbos of Adar, we read Achodesh Hazel Lachem. Bechamishis, in the next Shabbos, that is in between one of the Shabbatos in between Purim and Pesach, Chozrin Lechsedon, go back to the regular Seder. Lechol Mafsikin, then there's another halacha that we interrupt the regular Seder. B'Rosh Chodesh, B'Chanukah, B'Purim, B'Tanis, B'Amodes, Uve Yom Kippur. So this Mishnah records three different aspects of Kriyas HaTorah. One is the Arba Parshias, one is Kesidron, that there is a regular ongoing Seder, which gets interrupted for various events, and apparently the Arba Parshias are one of those events that interrupt the regular Seder. What's the regular Seder, and what's the interruption, what's the Dalet Parshias? So the Gemara explains that where does Parshas Shkolim come from? Tanan Hosom Biyechad BaAdar Mashmin Al Hashkolim Yal Haklayim. That the very beginning of Adar, the Beis Din Bizman Beis Hamikdash would announce the mitzvah of Shkolim and would announce would teach the Iser of Kalayim. The Gemara says, I understand why the Beis Din would announce the Easter of Kalayim, because this is a planting season, springtime. El al Ashkolim Minolon. What is the basis for the Beis Din announcing the halachas of Shkolim? Amr Tovi Amr Yeshia the Amr Kra Azos Oles Chodesh Bichod Shoy Amr Tera Chadesh Vave Korban Mitruma Chadasha V'Kevon the Benison Boy Akuv Mitruma Chadasha Kadminu V'Kvinu B'Yechu B'Yader. Let's look at the Gemara carefully. The Gemara asked, what was the source for the Beis Din teaching Hilchas Shkolim Rosh Chodesh Adar? Shabyeshia says to Omar Kro, the Torah says, Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chod Shoy. The Gemara says the Pshat is that every single month one brings the Korbonis of that month. Those are the requirements the Torah said. So the Torah says that this extra lashon olas chodesh b'chodesho means that there are limitations as to when one can bring korbanos tzibur. And the Gemara says that means that there's an obligation at some point to renew the resource from which we draw the korban esibur. So omra Torah chadesh vavei korban mitruma chadasha. When is that? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan, based on Bezman, based on Mikdash, they had to renew. They had to bring from new resources from the tzibur. The korban esibur had to come from new funds. In other words, just like what there, you take Maiser Oni in the third year of the cycle and the fifth and the 6th year of the cycle. And just like you take Maaser Sheni, the first and second year of the cycle, and just like you cannot give Truma from 1 year on, from the crop of 1 year to the crop of the other year, so we cannot bring a Korban Sibur from the collection that took place. We cannot bring a Korban Sibur from Nisan Tovshin Ayin Vav through Adar Tovshin Ayin Vav. We have to use a new collection. We cannot use the leftover collection of Tovshin Tovshin Ayin Hay through, I didn't get the dates right, from Nisan Tovshin Ayin Vav through Adar Tovshin Ayin Zayin. That has to come from a new collection. When is that new collection happening? Well, it has to start with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You have to be able to, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or Erev Rosh Chodesh, you have to be able to buy Korbanos in a new collection. So therefore, the announcement of this new collection has to be done on Rosh Chodesh Adar. But here the Gemara says, Vekevan de Benison boy arkuve mituma chadosha kadminon vekorvinon viechod ba'adar. So therefore, we lay the parsha of Shkolim and Rosh Chodesh Adar kiheichid eleisi Shkolim lamikdash, in order that people bring the Shkolim to base of Mikdash. So in Bayis Sheni, I'm assuming Bayis Sheni, we'll see why in a moment. In Bayis Sheni, there's a din that Bisman based on Mikdash is a din that Bezin has to make a certain announcement. The announcement has to be bring the Shkolim in. The time was a Shkolim collection. We're beginning to take new Shkolim. The Gemara describes how the Beis in Yerushalayim would set up collection tables in Yerushalayim starting, 2 weeks from Rosh Chodesh Adar. And that's why if Rosh Chodesh Adar is during the week, so we need to have our 30-day period, so therefore we begin the Shabbos before, even though that will mean that we take a break in the Arba Parshas in the course of Adar. The Gemara says that the Kriyas HaTorah, apparently during Bayis Sheni, Beis Din executed its obligation, or discharged its obligation of making the announcement by establishing this Kriyas HaTorah. V'karina b'yechav yadar, ki heichi d'leisi shkolon mikdash, k'man, d'leik v'shem gamliel, this approach, this establishment of Chazal is not following the thinking of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the E Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amish Desha Bosses. The Tanya Shirley Milchas Pesach, Kain Pesach, Shoshim Yahim Shimon Lomer, Stesha Bosses. After the Tame Shimon Gamliel came to Amma Mabachamisha, Boy, Shulchanis, Yashim Medina, Ubes Machamisha, Yashim Mikdash, Mishum Shulchanis, Kamina Vakarina. The Gemara says that what's the timing based on? So the Gemara says, well, it seems to be based on the general principle of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag Sholin Bilchas Achag, and since the Rosh Chodesh Adar is 30 days before we need the new Shkolim, so we begin to Sholin V'Darshan. In other words, the Gemara understood that Ezra or somebody, some basin during Bayis Sheni, said that we will fulfill our obligation of Sholin Bilchas Achag through the Kriyas HaTorah, or maybe a little bit differently, or the Hilchas HaChag become the Inyon HaDiyoma, and therefore we have to lane of Inyon HaDiyoma during that, we always lane Inyon HaDiyoma. The Gemara says, maybe not so, maybe the requirement is based on Hashem Gamliel, and it's the 2 week requirement, and it's not, and it's 2 weeks before we begin the collection, because the collection begins 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Adar. However you understand the details of whether we're following Rav Shimon Gamliel or whether we're following the Tanna Kamma, but the way that the Gemara explains the halacha of the Arba Parshas and Parshas Shkolim is that it becomes part of Basin's obligation to teach the Jewish people the din, and they discharge it through Kriyas HaTorah. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah in source number 5 says, but what about Bizman HaZeh? There's no Beis HaMikdash, nor Kominei Sibur, We have a minig of shkolim, but there's no chiyuv to collect shkolim. So why do we lay in parsha shkolim? So Mishnah Berurah says, "Onu mishalmin poros v'seinu b'kriyas haparsha shel kisisa." The chsimin yishkolim. When we lay in the shkolim, when we lay in the parsha, for us it's a different kiyuv. The mitzvah kriyas haTorah, but it's a kiyuv in nishalma poros v'seinu. It's bimkoim. It's the closest we can get to the mitzvah of shkolim. There is another minig of nachsa shekel, which the Ramah records, and which is a practice usually the course of Purim itself. And it's a similar kind of a din. Some Sfarim have the Nusach as Zechel and Mikdash, but the Mishnah Berurah's Nusach was that this is, just like we say Korbanos, we say the Korban Tomid in the morning, Bim Koim the Korban Tomid, and the Ketairis, Bim Koim Korban Ketairis, so we lain the Pasha Shkolim, Bim Koim the announcement of the Beis Din, and that's all in place of the collection for the Korban Tzibur.
Can you just go over the details again? 30 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan or before Pesach?
Before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's the Rosh Chodesh Nisan already required new korbanos of new shkolim. So the collection began the second week of Adar.
And they make the announcement the first week of Adar.
And the announcement made Rosh Chodesh Adar, yeah. So two ways to look at it. Either the announcement was made 2 weeks before we begin collecting, or 4 weeks before we need to have the money in.
No, that would be Pesach.
Yeah, Rosh Chodesh.
So if you start collecting 2 weeks into Adar.
Right. So when's the announcement made? So the Gemara says the announcement is all part of this general rule of Shalom Hochem Lechlus Achag Koinim Achag. There's a Machloikis, so that's a 2 week period or 4 week period. Then the machlokes is whether it's 2 weeks or 4 weeks, and whether the announcement is tied to the collection or tied to the requirement.
What did they do with the extra money that was in the bedek, that was in this fund for the machtes?
It was left over.
Yeah. Is that like just general bedek bias?
Probably. I don't remember.
Invested.
The Gemara says, now let's take a step back, and how does this fit into Kriyas HaTorah Bechlal? So let's just review. Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, was a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The Rambam writes, Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun leil Yisrael shukarim b'Torah b'Rabbim b'Shabbos u'b'Sheni b'Chamishi b'Shachris kedei shelo yishu shloishu yamim b'lo yishmias HaTorah. Right? That's from the Parshas B'Shalach. That the Yehu Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael didn't have water, complained. So the Gemara says that there are two different layers of understanding the parsha. The pshat layer is we didn't have water and we complained for water. And the drash level is that if we would have been more immersed in the study of Torah, apparently either we wouldn't have needed the water or we would have asked for the water in a more appropriate fashion. So the way that the parsha unfolded was an indication that we were not immersed in the study of Torah sufficiently. So therefore, part of this parsha is Moshe Rabbeinu's response. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he responds, it wasn't B'Torah's Nevuah, because that was the pasuk in last week's parsha, from which we darshan Ein Navi Rashan L'Chadesh Dover. So Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be Mechadesh a new din. So Moshe Rabbeinu can only be Mechadesh a new Takana D'Rabbanon. So this was a Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana D'Rabbanon that at least once every 3 days we have to study Torah. Made a din of Kshehi Koren B'Torah B'Rabim. Koren B'Torah B'Rabim is a new kind of Talmud Torah. How do we know that? Because we make a new Berachas HaTorah out of it. Right? We come to shul Monday morning, get an aliyah, you make a Berachas HaTorah. Why? We made a Berachas HaTorah in the morning. So why are we making a new Berachas HaTorah? So apparently the halakha must be that the Berachas HaTorah they made in the morning, that was a Berachas Talmud Torah. Fine. That was personal Talmud Torah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu's Masakein Talmud Torah B'Rabim. That's be some kind of public learning. So that's a separate kiyum in the midst of Talmud Torah. Those who couldn't make a new brach on it, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Masakein, this new kiyum, this new event of Talmud Torah B'Rabim. He didn't give a clap and say there is a mitzvah deraisu kviyasitim. And now I'm telling you that you have to be kaveh itim once every 3 days. No, you have to kaveh itim every single day. Yom HaMalayla. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesakein and he wasn't misakin a special curriculum in the regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He was misakin in a new form of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that was probably, I don't know why I say probably, because this week's parsha by Yakel, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was makil kehilos to teach Hilcha Shabbos, and Moshe and the Mesorah of how Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah was in the Rashi in last week's parsha, and that was all Barabim. Right, so apparently Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein to somehow the way that I think the Beis Yosef quotes from Rishonim. The Rav would discuss the great length to somehow maintain some aspect of the way they learned Torah at Har Sinai. That there was a public learning, Kriyas HaTorah B'Rabim, so Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, a new tzura. Until this Takkot of Moshe Rabbeinu, learning was learning. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, a very specific kind of learning. Kriyam and Aklaf B'Rabim. At one point, it included a meturgamon, had to be a translator. Out of that grew another din de rabbanon sheyehei misaimin es prashiosiv matzibur. But Moshe Rabbeinu's original takana was, and we see from the fact that there is a new bracha and even a different bracha, that this was a mitzvah de rabbanon, a different kind of kiyum din de rashi, just like we discussed in shir 2 weeks ago. That there's a mitzvah day rice of Yahweh Kamocha. And then Chazal said there are specific kiyumim, there's Achnasas Kala, Zois Hameis, there's Bikur Cholim, and we discussed the same thing in mitzvah of Ona. So too, over here, there's a big mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Midday Raisa. And then Chazal were misakein various kiyumim, very specific kiyumim. So one was Sheyeh Messiahim, Prashosim, and Tzibur. Then they're abundant to make sure that if the Tzibur is laning according to a certain schedule, that one privately has reviewed that in the same schedule. So Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein another kiyum derabbanon in this mitzvah deraisa. This particular kiyum, he gave another bracha to. But lechara, if it would not be a separate kiyum, if it wouldn't be a separate event, a very specific way of fulfilling, we know there's specific halachas, has to be minaklav, has to be mitzibur. Has to be a kairi, there should be people standing around the Baal Kairi. You have to stand, you can't sit. Regular Talmud Torah can sit, or you have to hear the Baal Kairi that says to stand. So they're very, very specific kiyumim, in the event, very specific rules. If the Baal Kairi would make an error, you'd have to read over sometimes. You don't say the same thing when you're learning Chumash, learning Gemara. So this was a separate din de Rabbanah that Mishrenu was Masakin. And then the Ezra tikein shiu koyren kain ba mincha b'chol Shabbos mishum yeshvi kironos, and Ezra added in one more kriyas haTorah. V'gamu tikein shiu koyren b'shem lechamishi shloish b'nei yodam v'leikru pochis mi asar psukim, and Ezra was misakein that the minimum kriyas haTorah is 10 psukim, and that there should be at least three people that are ola laTorah. Ansheni v'chamishi, the concept of having olim laTorah, the concept of having olim laTorah, I'm assuming that began with Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't say that with certainty, but it sounds like from this Rambam that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was misakein kriyas haTorah b'tzibur, he was misakein the idea that individuals will. Be reading the Torah for the Tzibur. It wasn't misakin the bracha that we spoke about. Or that's conceivable because bracha Torah is a deraisa, so it's conceivable that he was misakin the bracha. I don't know. I'm assuming all brachas were misukim, except for bracha Torah, because it wasn't misukim later on. But we have many of the. We know that having one Baal Kore with seven olim is a much later development. That originally every Ola was also the Koyre. So Ezra was Misakin, and then the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Tes, Mafsikin Lemoyados. There was a certain Seder that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking that we should interrupt the Seder for Yom Tov and for Yom Kippur, the Korn Binyan HaMoed, Loi V'Seder HaShabbos. U'Moshe Tikein Lim Yisrael, Shu Korin V'Chol Moed in Yonoi, V'Shoylin V'Dorshin Bin Yonoi Shal Yoyim V'Chol Moed U'Moed. Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking the din of Shoylin V'Dorshin Bin Yonoi Shal Yoyim. And the two separate halachas, the very end of Masechet Megillah, the very last passage, is the two separate halachas of, we discussed yesterday, 2 days ago, Sunday, we discussed that there are two parts of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. There's Mitzvah Talmud Torah to know the halachas of the Chag, to know halachas, what kind of halachas. That's the Kiyum Talmud Torah of Nasa. Beis Halevi says another Kiyum Talmud Torah of Nishma. That is learning, which is not associated as a hachana for mitzvah. Right? Exactly what is that? So we explained based on the Ksav Kabbalah, it's more Devekus Relikim. Good? Two parts of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Chazal were misaking these two parts very, very practically in every Yom Tov. One part was Shloishim Yoyim Kaidim Machag. You have to know after Lina Lachas. That's the Kiyum of Nasa. And then Moshe Rabbeinu's Masakein Sholom Adarshin Bin Yoni Shal Yoyim B'chol Moyed. What does that mean? That means Pesach afternoon. It's an hour before Shkia. Second day Pesach in Chutzlar. It's an hour before Shkia. The Kiyum of Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Matzah done last night. Right? The Eraisim done. Right? Morar done. If you discuss the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach afternoon, you're mekayim this din of Moshe Rabbeinu bin Yonish Shel Yoyim. But it's not in preparation for the mitzvah. In Yonish Shel Yoyim doesn't mean that we only learn halacha so you've not yet been mekayim. That would be the case. If we hadn't learned Hilchos Yom Tov, we wouldn't learn in Yonah D'Yoyma. So you see that these two parts of Talmud Torah that Beis Halevi identified as the Nasa and the Nishma, so Chazal were now Misakein. Again, the same concept. And Mitzvah Day writes of Talmud Torah, Chazal Misakein specific Kiyumim. So Chazal were Misakein every single Yom Tov. We should have a separate Kiyum in the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, unique to that Yom Tov. That could be part of the Mikroi Kodesh. The Ramban writes, and when the Torah writes Mikroi Kodesh, we don't even know what that means. What it means is called Mikro. The Yom Tov is a Mikro Kodesh. So Ramban says it means we are called together the Dvarim Shebikdusha. It means that on Yom Tov, there's a kiyum in the Yom Tov. One of the aspects of celebrating Shabbos and Yom Tov is learning together on the Shabbos and Yom Tov. Davening together on the Shabbos and Yom Tov. Saying Hallel together Shabbos and Yom Tov. So again, so Chazal were misakein, either as part of Talmud Torah or as part of Mikroi Kodesh. They were misakein specific ways of fulfilling the din day rice that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Shoylem v'dorshin koydim achag lamed yoyim and shoylem v'dorshin bin yonishul yoyim. If you look at the Rashi, the very, very end of Maseches Megillah, the bottom of the Omer Aleph, the last Omer Aleph, Rashi almost spells this out. That the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is bin yonishul yoyim, but not in preparation for the mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, so now Rambam says, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein shoylin v'dorshin bin yonin shel yoyim, apparently he introduced that into his takana of Kriyas HaTorah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein Kriyas HaTorah. He was misakein Kriyas HaTorah for Shabbos and Yom Tov and he was misakein Kriyas HaTorah. There's one takana. And then he was misakein Shabbos Monday, Thursday. And he was misakein for Yom Tov. And the takana for Yom Tov was Binyan Shel Yoyim. Part of that takana. Mayin Koyrin, v'Pesach Mashas Parshas Moyedos Shatari Koyinim. Right? And then the Mishnah described that. What was the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu for Shabbos? So Damer writes in Yud Beis Aleph, Haminog HaPoshet B'chol Yisroel Shemashlimin Es HaTorah B'shona Achas Maschilin V'Shabbos Sh'achar Chagasukos V'Korin B'Seder B'Reishis V'Shnia Eilat Toldeis V'Shishis V'Yirmei Hashem El Avram what we call Nechon Lech Lecha V'Korin V'Holchon Ala Seder Ad She'Gormin Es HaTorah B'Chagasukos V'Yesh Mishem Mashlim Es HaTorah B'Sholishonim V'Einim Minig Poshet. There was a minog to do it, to do Christmas over 3 years. So the Rambam apparently is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu did not tell us what to lay every single Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takona, you have to lay something. Shabbos, Monday, Thursday. Ezra, Minchli, Shabbos in the afternoon. I would venture, I can't say with certainty, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Misaki and Kisidra, because the Mishnah mentions the idea of Seder. So I would venture that Moshe was Masakein, start at Bereshis, and make and go through a Kol Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was not Masakein the pace. He was not Masakein how much every week. Right, that's clear. Because we know that our practice of once a year is a minute which came about much later. Good? Then Ezra was Masakein, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakein, the idea of Kruim. Ezra was Masakein how many Pesukim each time. So that way we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was not misaking the pace, because Ezra said the minimum pace is 10 psukim. He was misaking the minimum kruim is 3, right? And then Moshe Rabbeinu had also been misaking the specific curriculum for Yom Tovim. Good. And we know Ezra was misaking that you have to have v'eschanan after Tisha B'Av. Exactly what that means is not so clear. But it means that they're observing some kind of Tisha B'Av during the second Beis HaMikdash, right? And then he was Misakein that we have to lay the Kololos of B'chukosai before Pesach, before Shavuos, right? And the Kololos of Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. That's Ezra's Takana. Apparently, it sounds like from the everything else is left up to Minhag Yisrael. And Minhag Yisrael established the Seder HaParshiyos, and Chazal had to be Misakein before Klal Yisrael established Seder HaParshiyos. Chazal were Misakein Sheyehei Mashlimin Parshiyos and Metzibur. That's why I have to imagine that there was some Seder that Moshe Rabbeinu put into place. Chazal were Misakein based on that Seder, a Chiyuv Talmud Torah Shel Yochid. Again, another Kiyum and a Rabbanon of Adin Deiraisa. But the Seder of the Tzibur apparently was established. Now, in all of this, how do the Arba Parshas come in? So again, we're looking, we know the Mishnah was established, and that's why I'm assuming it came from Ezra. Only because those are the two major points. It was Moshe and Ezra were the major takonis. So I'm assuming that Ezra was misaking that what was he misaking? So when it comes to Parsha Zohar, he was misaking that we have a mitzvah day raisa to lain Zohar min haklaf. And Ezra was misaking to lain that right before Purim. That was one of the Arba Parshas. That the, if you look at source number Dalet, Pirush, Arba Parshas Shetiknu Chachomim Likrois Mirosh Chodesh Adin Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So maybe he was not Ezra, maybe he was later. But some Takonin Bayesheni V'kosu Batoisves the Yesh Parshas Mechuyavim Likrois Deiraisik May Parshas Zohar. And as the famous Mahalach of the Achronim, Minchas Chinuch, quotes it, that Zohar has to be once a year. Why? Because the Gemara says that Shikcha min Alev happens in the course of a year. Right? That's why Avelus is a year. Shikcha min Alev, that's what you say, Mechayim Meis, we haven't seen a person in a year. So in order not to have Shikcha min Alev, he has to review it every year. So therefore, it says Loi Tishkach. So therefore, Achrenim explained that was the Takonas Chazal. That was the Deiraisa. It has to be at least once a year. When could that be? Doesn't say any place. So Chazal or Misakein to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zohar, right before Purim, so that we will understand that Purim is part of the Kiyum Mitzvah of Zohar, or that the license to write down the Megillah came from the Din of Zohar, right? That's why there's a Chasam Sofer that says that in a leap year, since we're going to have not 12 months, but 13 months, so therefore there's an extra Kiyum Deiraisa and Leining Zohar, and that would either be B'Shalach or in Melein's Kiseitse. Otherwise, it's an innovative Chasam Sofer. So hold the questions. Pora, there's a Tais that says Pora is also Deiraisa. Very hard to figure out how Torah is today. Right? The famous Arsameach, we can discuss it another time, that the mitzvah of laning Pasha Zachar, right? Arsameach says because, just like on Yom Kippur, there was a mitzvah to lane the Parsha of Yom Kippur, so there's a mitzvah to lane the Parsha of Poraduma, and we know Jews did the Poraduma before Pesach in order to bring the Korban Pesach, so there must have been some mitzvah to lane Parsha's Poraduma as well, and we keep that mitzvah by laning it Erev Kud in the pre-Pesach zone. Then the penalty is a takonas chazal to discharge the basin's obligation of announcing the arba, announcing machsa shekel, we'll discharge that through kriyas haTorah, and apparently achodesh hazeh lachem was also a din de rabbanon. Chazal were misaken in preparation for the for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, Mishnah Berurah has an interesting phrase. He says that Pora Duma is Parshazul Hispalel Lifnei Lifon of Yisbarach Shegam Oleni Yisroel Kumayim Torim B'mehema Herevias Parshazul Chodesh Kedei Lekadesh Chodesh Nisan Abol Ein Ze Ikir HaKidosh Ki Ikir HaKidosh Hu Beis Revias HaLavona. The decree of the Rabbanon. Tarachian. It could be, we discussed in our learning that there was a mitzvah lefarsim, right? And that is the mitzvah lefarsim, we discussed that because the Suda that carried out the Pirsum was the key, was a Suda's mitzvah. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that the mitzvah on Beis Din, Mekadesh HaChodesh, has different parts to it. One is to figure out the Chodesh, the other is to receive the Edom, and the third is lefarsim. So I'm wondering whether Chazal during the Bayis Sheni thought that that by laning a Chodesh Zelachem that was a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of Farsim, to be Farsim the calendar and the piece of the calendar. Good. So now we have an understanding. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana? Ezra fleshed out the Takana. The pace was established by Minhag Yisrael, the minimum pace by Ezra, the Seder the exact Seder was established by Klal Yisrael, and then the Mishnah says it was at the Konas Chazal, I'm assuming it was Man by Yisheni, because it had to be Zohar before it had to be in by Yisheni, Shkolim had to be either in by Yisrael or by Yisheni, and Poraduma similarly, and that's what the Mishnah says, that Chayzrin leKesidron, that we go back to whatever Seder was established, and L'chol Mafsikin, we are Mafsik the Seder. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, that Shem LeVidorshin, Minyan Shel Yom, V'chol Moed Omoed, and what our Sugi is adding, that at some point, Chazal introduced the idea of being Mekayim Shloshim Yom Kedem Achag, also by Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Not totally consistent, because we don't find Shloish Mekanim Echad, if you use the Torah, right? But it's also interesting that there's a machlokes whether Shloish Mekanim Echad applies to anything by Pesach as well. So, Torah here. Good. I've been ignoring some questions. Go ahead, Max.
He's on the Chassam Sofer's board about having to hear.
Yeah.
So what do you say that, like we were discussing the kids with a girl who was 3 and she lost her soon, we assume that we're Machmir, that she wouldn't go back if there was 2 week years?
So that is the Mari Mintz. The Mari Mintz says that this is a situation of Mikavin Shigozra based in Shalmata. Gozra based in Shalmala. Mary Mind says it's an example of that the Kadosh Baruch Hu slows down the physiology based on what the Beis Shalmata does. The Gemara says that Legabe, the Gemara is in a connection with the Psula. Right? For example, let's say.
Would someone be willing to ask that Halacha L'Maisa?
We do it all the time, but hold on. The Gemara says. The Yerushalmi says, no, that if a bar mitzvah person became bar mitzvah, and then Chazal were ma'aber hashana, then he falls back into katnas, right? How could that be? Was a ben das last week? He's not a ben das now. Right? The Gemara says legabe the three years, that if it's during a leap year. So then she gets an extra month in which she'll be considered the psula going to grow back. When do you do this all the time? When a woman predicts when her next nida cycle is going to be. So the Gemara says that a woman has to predict it for Taurus, even for between husband and wife. There are three different predictors that we use, and one is the same day of the month. If she got her period last month on Hey Shvat, then we will assume she'll get an Hey Adar. So the Ra'ah asks the Beis Yosef, that doesn't make any sense because the Beis Din is going to determine whether it's a 29 day month or 30 day month. So how can you say how can you think that the moon is going to have an impact, the lunar cycle? So the Berak Abayis responds by saying, "Kevan she gozra beis in shulmata, so kach nigra beis in shulmala."
Doesn't that exactly go against the Chassam Sofer's din? Because obviously you see that there's a leap year, so after that Tavis goes to work, so I should be machmir, and that's how the
year. Not a bad idea. Maybe that's what everybody else says. Not a bad idea.
Chassam Sofer disagrees with Rambam regards to the earth signs. No, isn't the Chassam Sofer?
No, but that wouldn't apply. That wouldn't help for this. That wouldn't help for this. No, maybe that's why it was a chiddush of the Nechanami. That's not a bad word. But I recently gave this shiur, and one of the Balabatim asked the following question. The Tzorach, you have to figure this out. He said, why don't we simply say in all these cases that the physiology follows the solar year? So the Gemara says, the Gavi Dibsula, that if Chazal made it to a leap year, so then she has an extra month for the psulim to grow back. Her friend was violated in a gochad zat. So her friend was violated on the during the ninth year of the cycle. Right? Ninth, tenth, and 11th. All right? So she'll end up having, let's say she was 2 years old. So she has a regular year. And she'll be ois pesula in a year, right? And she gets violated that year, it'll grow back, and after it won't grow back. If her friend gets violated in the 11th year, so Chazal says she can have an extra month for the pesula to grow back. That's what Chazal says. So this gentleman had a very good aura. I have to figure this out. There must be a very good answer to it. He says that, why don't we just say, and Chazal would say that physiology goes by the solar year, which he says is what we usually assume. We assume that the world growth in this world relates to the solar year. You gotta figure this out, no? Every Pesach, we call it Chodesh Aviv, right? And Chag Osef. Okay. Okay.
That's based
take
off
it
the
off
month.
The tip.
That's based off the month in on the moon, meaning if the moon calendar, if we had a leap year, then it would be earlier or later.
Yeah, where Ma'ad Rishon is based off of the solar year.
All right, in order to keep the lunar calendar in sync with the solar year.
The whole point is to try to keep the lunar in sync with the solar and allow me to just find the solar in the first place.
So remove people.
That was the first mitzvah.
If we follow the solar year, it doesn't line up every year, no? Isn't it?
Well, correct.
So the point is that the point of the moon, I mean, the point of matching it up is that we might be behind, like, let's say, at a certain point we might be behind 20 days, and the next year we're going to be ahead 10 days.
Well, so, it won't be so dramatic, but in the course of 19 years, we will be every 19th year. We'll be totally in sync.
So
well,
in the interim,
I'm sure. In the interim, we'll be closer and further and.
Yeah, closer and further. But the point is that it still wouldn't be going by the in a Hanami, even the way we do it. It's still not following the solar calendar. Then it would be 365 days. A leap year doesn't bring you to be in sync to the solar calendar. It's plus or minus a few days each year. There's an 11-year difference.
Right, but the point that this gentleman was saying is that assuming that nature is not totally precise, right? But if you follow the solar year, then the differences between one year and the next are just a few days, as opposed to the lunar lapse where theoretically, where you're going to have a difference of 30 days. Right, from one solar year to the other solar year. In other words, you're much more consistent. You're very close to being consistent if you simply follow the. If you compare solar year to solar year to solar year.
But in between a year that's not a leap year and a year that is a leap year, 365 days after last year's other Aleph, there's only an other last year. So it's.
And a
Chanami,
but 365 days after March 1st, that was Adar Aleph. We're going to be pretty close. I have to think it out. Anyways, we'll think it out. Eitan?
Before, with the Ramban, when we bring Kodesh?
Yeah.
How are we going to, why did he not include Rav Shemitusha in our full also?
No, because the Torah requires, the Torah refers to Shabbos and Yom as Mikrei Kodesh. So the Ramban is saying that what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying then is that one of the ways of celebrating Shabbos and Yom Kippur would be, so when we lane on a Monday, Thursday, that's a regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When we lane on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so that's a bumped up kim in the Yom Tov. So all I was saying is that this line in the Rambam, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesakein creates the Torah for Yom Tovim, that may be a fulfillment of the Mikrei Kodesh. Why would we?
Yeah.
Well, no, there's. No, what I'm suggesting is that. I don't think one excludes the other. In other words, the fact that it's that learning b'tzibur is a specific kim on Yom Tov doesn't in any way mean that learning b'tzibur would not be a unique kim on Chol, right? Just like davening shachris b'tzibur. So davening shachris b'tzibur on Shabbos has an extra kim on Yom Tov. But the davening shachris b'tzibur on a Tuesday is the regular. It's still a different kim of tefillah. Davening Bechidus, Davening Betzibur. Tuesday Tzibur is a new Kiyum. Tuesday Tzibur is a Yom Tov is a third Kiyum.
Didn't we say that the reason why we have two separate brachos is because it's separate?
Kiyum Talmud Torah.
Right.
Right, but that doesn't, I can still have another Kiyum in the Yom Tov. I can have Kiyum Talmud Torah and a Kiyum in the Yom Tov. Yeah.
Why would a Kohen make two brachos?
Because there is Chazal's takana was to have seven kruim. That means to have seven, and part of that takana was to have seven, and not just seven people walk up, but to have seven birchas haTorah. I think it was part of the Rabbana.
I thought the bracha is because you're doing a new type of Talmud Torah, you're doing Talmud Torah Rav, and you have to make a new bracha.
So right.
Kohen already made his bracha for Talmud Torah Rav.
Right. So I think that that there is a separate bracha. That's indicative that there must be a separate key mitzvah over here. But I think that Chazal's takana was to have, when Chazal made the takana of having seven kruim, so I think part of the takana is seven separate brachas, I think, or seven demonstrable kiyum. I think so. I think that's the only way to explain that. It's alluded to in the Rishonim, because they do discuss whether there should be another bracha or not. Mm-hmm. So part of the takana is to have seven, because the Gemara says only, the Sfarim is the only time when we are abandon the principle. Is Simchas Torah and by Cohen and Levi. So the Gemara is saying that there is the Sfarim do point out that there is a chiddush in having the same person make the bracha right away. So it must be part of the original takana. There are two interesting tshuvas relating to Arba Parshas. One is a Neid Yehuda, and the other is an Or Sameach. So the Neid Yehuda was—it's also almost interesting the way that he writes it. He writes that he was apparently, it sounds like that the Neid Yehuda had a teen minion in the shul. His tshuv: Ma'ase Ira B'Shamas Reish Chodesh Adar V'Esa Knesa Shel Bachurim. Shetoa koire, right? Sounds like the teen minion. Shetoa koire sheilu likreish b'siyamoy asedra shel hashvua b'parshas Rosh Chodesh. V'lokach sefer Torah sheisa megulelus b'parshas Shkolim. Right? Gabbai's nightmare. Right? It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shkolim. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to lay the parsha, then lay the Rosh Chodesh, and then Lein Shkolim. Toder v'shein toder. Good? The Rishonim discuss whether the Arba Parshas were the sole Kriyas HaTorah of that Shabbos. But they didn't, there's a machlek. It's whether the Arba Parshas is an addition, Arba Parshas is the Kriyas HaTorah of that Shabbos. So this Baal Korei took the Parsha of Shkolim, Uposach HaSeifer Parshat Yisisa, V'oyle kevar birech birchas haTorah. Right, and was, so one by one, he took the wrong sefer. Okay, we could still have saved it because we could have re-rolled the sefer. But the Ola made the bracha v'hischel the kriyas of parsha tisa sheparsha shkolim u'beemtza kriya nizker shetom ubo etzliva chadri lishol. And he. I'm not sure what this means. It means that either he davened the Shkama, or it means that the teen minion davened later than the regular minion, is a nice 10 o'clock teen minion. And he had already finished with Balabat, and he was Bechedri. They came to him. V'hoi reisin e'paskin, sheyesayim parsha shkolim, kevan shver hischil. V'yikra charkach, right? And therefore they should then, and then the third sefer becomes the parsha of Shkodesh. Okay, so far so good. Now what's the Torah? V'yikra achar kach ema maftir b'shul v'rosh chodesh, t'aynu b'yem v'shabbos, v'rosh chodeshim, v'sholu v'yisi, eiz avtora yoymru, v'yreisi she yoymru ha-shamayim kisi, t'aynu avtoras v'shabbos v'rosh chodesh. Even though the general principle is that you, the avtora, right, you know, following the principle that the avtora follows the last sefer Torah, even though they will now not be laying the avtora of Parshas Shkolim. V'yamina taymi didi b'shtei ha-roi sanam. And he explains his reason. And I didn't copy the entire tshuva. and just the first half of the tshuva. It's interesting that he writes that in the second part of the tshuva, he writes, I had to pass it on the spot. So he says, I was thinking of different svaras. And then he writes at the very end that he was happy to find that what he said was in this sefer, and that because he had a pasuk on the spot, he only looked into the svarim afterward. So there are two separate eras. The second era, I didn't copy for you. The second era is the question of whether the principle of laning the haftarah of the last sefer, does that trump or not trump the requirement of laying haftarah of Shabbos Shkolim? So there he discusses whether he passed in the Shemaim Kisi, because he thought that was the more important rule. All right, the Hainu of Torah Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. I believe, and he says that also relates to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So he thought that was the more important Haftarah to follow. However, he says, what was the basis for my first Torah? So what was the Shiloh of the first Torah? No, the first Torah, to keep on laying Parshas Shkolim. Gevaldik. He had Todir Rishon HaTorah says, what do you do first? So you do Shkolim first. And what's the argument to keep on laying Shkolim?
You
already started.
Who's that?
So what's the rule?
Once you start, you have to finish.
What's the rule? Right? So there's two principles that they came to in the Shiloh. And the Shiloh was, what takes precedence? Todir v'sheina todir, or ein ma'avin ala mitzvahs. Right? Halacha l'mais, let's say a person, he had a shiloh in the morning. A person puts on talis and tefillin, so he organizes that his talis comes first and then tefillin. Right? What happens if he messes up and goes to the tefillin first? So we say, ein ma'avin ala mitzvahs. There's another principle that it's nice to have the tefillin on a body that has the mitzuyas already. All right, but Ein Maviren trumps the heder of having a talis on first. What about if I pick up my tefillin shell rosh before my tefillin shell yad? Then we say put it down. So we violate Ein Maviren ala mitzvahs. We are oivar ala mitzvahs because we have to be makayim v'hoyul totofos that the din deraisa that the tefillin come first. So that's what he's asking of here. When Chazal were misaking the requirement of Shkolim and then Rish Chodesh and then Shkolim, right? So they did that because of Todir v'sheina Todir. So does that takon of Chazal, in this particular case, does that mean that we have to take it to this extent that we would violate and be oivar ala mitzvah? He said, no. What's it based on? So he says, L'chayra z'dayma l'mashayli y'rama Soif ha-siminim tov yizch l'kreis v'shal chanekah Tzorech l'afsik l'kreis v'shal Rosh Chodesh. Because there is a halach in the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So he laid the parasha. And then he's supposed to lay Rosh Chodesh. And then lay Chanukah, Todav Shein Todir. But instead, he made a mistake. And he was leading Chanukah, and then the halach is you have to interrupt, stop, do Rosh Chodesh, go back to Chanukah. Vim kein gam kan hoyo loy lavsik for the kreis b'shul Rosh Chodesh u'todir. So we should have followed the same rule, todir. That's what the Rambam writes. V'nei ataz shom hikom meyo uchlo hachadav udram ve'lashen lavsik. And the taz and tafresh pei dalid. That's the Yehuda's way of saying he piles it on. He piled on, and he had so many riots against this Ramon, this Avud Raham. And he said, no, incorrect. Ein lehafsek, kevan shekvar hizchil, lekrois b'shel Chanukah, v'shehizkimi v'yagoin. And he quotes that when the Taz raised these questions against the Ramon, against the Avud Raham, against the Rishon, but he got the Haskoma from another one of the Gedolei Yisrael, that Todir v'shein Todir does not trump. Ein mavir ala mitzvahs. Ein mavir in Trump's Torah v'shein ha-todir. V'loi oid. Right, and that's what the Nerd of Yehuda was saying. That we let todir slide in order to not tzaval in mavir. V'loy oid. Elashani oimer shegama v'udrom atzmoi v'ramosh sheviu moide menodon didon. He says that I believe that in my case, even the Avud Raham and the Ramo would agree with my psak to follow the Taz. Because he has, when I left that over here now, he has many questions against the Taz. Is the Taz said this? I have a kash against the Taz. Is Tmihani, Tmihani, Tmihani. The Omnom Ledidi Nirid, the Kalakushishal and Taz Loi Kashiv Loimide. Sheve emes lav mishum malas atodir. Sheyesh le Rosh Chodesh pasuk avud ram sheyafsik b'shul Chanukah el afiluk for hischol el mitam dein kriyas Chanukah chashuva lemeuma keneged kriyas Rosh Chodesh. He says when the avud ram said stop your Chanukah lighting and do your Rosh Chodesh lighting, the Taz assumed that was because he was saying todir mishen todir trumps in Mavirin, and the Taz goes to Tan and says he's wrong. He says the Nedib Yehuda. No, Taz misunderstood the Avud Ram. The reason why the Avud Ram said that you interrupt your Chanukah laning to do your Rosh Chodesh laning because Rosh Chodesh is of such greater significance that ain mashkich in Mechanukah koliker. It wasn't because of todir mishen todir. Why? Because the Gemara says in Megillah Chavtes Vilchosayim, Mashkichin Mechanik, Reshchonish Kol, Reshchonish Iker. Because the Takonas Chazal to Lein and Reshchonish, that Takona goes back probably to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chol Moiru Moyed. And the Takona of Lein and Chanukah could not go back to anywhere earlier than Vayis. And by Sheni, right? And the Takona to Lein Chanukah has to be Lepirsa Menes. The Chain Potter Shulchan Aruch, Shim Tov V'Kara, Arba B'Shom Shchodeh Shein Tzorech Likos V'Shul Chanukah Klal, in Lehoit Sefer Torah Cheres. In a situation, a person made a mistake, only one Sefer Torah, they're going to roll. And then the Baal Degabai got carried away and called up four people for a Shchodesh. There's nobody left to call up. There's no requirement to call up. You don't do Chanukah that day. They feel the Yavad. The Levi Shemal is taught the Luchanel. Mishol Shkolim Rosh Chodesh to Pasha Shkolim Kriya Chayuvis Vikarisi. Vein the Rosh Chodesh Shemal and Negda. Rak Mal is taught. He said, however, when you have a problem, when you have your Rosh Chodesh Shkolim, so those are two Takonis of Rabbanon. Since they're two Takonis of Rabbanon, so then in that case, Todir Shein Todir doesn't carry the same weight. Ein le Rosh Chodesh shum malo negda rak malas atodir. Havadei shem kar hizchil b'shul shkolim gam avud rom moide shegoymer parsha shkolim v'chal koyim. He says, in my case, avud rom would agree that when you have two balanced takonas, then Todir would play itself out. That's a interesting Nedib Yehuda, both in terms of how it happened, the Teen Minyan, and also in terms of how the Nedib Yehuda said that it passed on the spot, I wasn't sure, but they looked at the bathrooms and came up. Go ahead.
Why isn't Talos and Tron and the example of Tadir over Avirin and Talos on Shabbos?
Oh. So it's not clear to me that Tadir is in a Tadir simply means that if one is practiced more than the other. I'm not sure.
It comes up by brachos, like Asher Yatzar versus Abrein Pashos, or against Al Mechia. And the Mishnah Berurah said that if you have Abrein Pashos and Al Mechia,
right,
you think that Al Mechia is more important, so Tadir Shein Tadir, you should say that Abrein Pashos first.
Right, but that proves what I'm saying. In other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is generally speaking, I'll end up saying this bracha more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when it comes to talis and tefillin, I don't know if because I'm not wearing the tefillin one day a week, does that make it a less tutter?
you're going to end up wearing it six times a week. In Taos, you're going to end up wearing seven times a week.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if that, that's not clear to me that that is such a marked difference that it would be when it's seen as that much less regular. Not sure. Again, what would that affect? Then you'd say that you would have to put on.
To the Raya, it's also a Raya, I guess. That
we do put the Taos on first.
Exactly.
But then I think the reason it's given is because that it's more b'chavrik for the tefillin. I don't think we give the. And the truth is there. See, there's a real tarif in the tarif because we do wear. We don't require a gufnaki, and therefore we can wear it just much more than the tefillin. Mm-hmm. So there's a real tarif in the tarif. I'm not sure. I have to think of other situations. Yeah.
Would it change anything that we generally wear our weekday talus also only six times a week? We want people have a weekday on the
show. Yes, I think it works with the key and mitzvah. I don't think it works with the specifically the Amakami mitzvah.
Mechaim and tzitzis all day.
So is that?
Mechaim and tzitzis all day. I'm saying is it the garment or is it the whole idea of tzitzis as a whole.
Lechor, it's not the garment, and it's the way that mekayim the mitzvah.
Mekayim tefillin all day also.
Yeah, but not night.
And
according to the Rashi, you
can be mekayim. What's that? Why? You could be mekayim.
Yeah. No, we don't pass in tefillin is Lila's man tefillin, right?
Bottom line, we pass in. We do pass in that way.
That Lila line. Is.
But we also pass in that Lila's man tzitzis if it's not a bigot Lila. Good, okay.
Yeah, I forgot why you're not.